Congressman Peter Welch has been advocating on affordable college legislation since he was a legislator in the Vermont State House. In Congress, he has sponsored bills that would allow borrowers to refinance federal and private student loans to take advantage of lower interest rates. He amended legislation to ensure nonprofit lenders can continue to provide services such as college counseling and financial aid. He created a task force to identify regulations that contribute to increasing college costs. He continues to work on several initiatives.
I think America's got to make a much bigger commitment to providing support for students getting a higher education. And I think we also have to work much more aggressively with our college administrators to slow the rate of growth of the cost of tuition. But, you know, we've made some progress. The financial application form, which used to be a nightmare to fill out, has become much more simplified. That was legislation I introduced a few years ago. We've got now something that's really going to be helpful, income-based repayment. And that's provided a lot of breathing room for some of our young people and older people. The other challenge that I think is really important is we've got to get those interest rates down. This is something that just is an ongoing challenge.
Welch says a huge challenge to passing cost containment initiatives will be the Republican-controlled Congress.
These higher interest rates, where the government is, in fact, making money off of the profit that's coming out of the pockets of parents and students, that's going to pay deficit reduction. I don't think we should be asking the parents and the students to be contributing to the deficit reduction. We ought to be doing that in other ways. So this is a debate we're having, and my hope is that we can persuade more of our Republican colleagues to move in a different direction and to try to give that lower interest rate benefit to our families that have the ambition to get educated and educate their kids.
Speaking just weeks after President Obama outlined plans to make community college free for many students, Welch highlighted the Community College of Vermont as a school that keeps costs lower. He was surrounded by financial aid counselors and students who opted to save money by attending a two-year college. Mark McGivergan is a second-year student who says it's his best option.
CCV was so instrumental in helping me get an affordable education. They won't have me graduate with a mountain of student debt. I'm so grateful that I saw this as an option. I got to be honest, I was a firm believer of this stigma, I want to say, that, you know, community college was where you went if you weren't accepted anywhere else, and if you went there, you were no good because you couldn't get into anywhere else. I was so wrong, and I'm very grateful that I saw this as an option.
Vermont Student Assistance Corporation President Scott Giles notes that it is grant, scholarship, and loan application time, but 2 million students annually fail to fill out the forms, making them eligible for financial aid. He says Congressman Welch has made great strides in two areas.
There is some broad-based interest in trying to look at the interest rates. Peter indicated this past year, parents were paying a rate of 7.21%. And at a time when the federal government is borrowing at 1.75%, that's unconscionable. He's also been working to really help state agencies like VSAC offer state loans that would effectively reduce those rates even further. So I think that between the efforts that he's engaged in Washington to reduce federal loans and the efforts he's engaged in to reduce the cost of state loans, I think that families will see some relief within the next 2 years.
Congressman Welch cited data that nationally student debt is estimated to be $1.2 trillion. 99,000 current and graduated students in Vermont have student loans. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.